6th Perek of Erev and Mishnah Gimel. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah the concept of Bitul. Bitul once again means if everybody made an Erev and they forgot, or for some reason one of the members of the Chatzar was left out, it is prohibited from any of them to carry from the houses to the Erev. But they have an Eitzah that even on Shabbos, that remaining person can be Mevatel Jeshus to everybody else, and he's out of the picture, and they could now start carrying from the houses to the area, the chotzim. One of them forgot to become part of the Erev. Beisur also milhafnis and milhaiti loy v'lohem. This Mishnah holds that Dam Bittel is only mevatel is a shush in the chotzim, but not his house itself. Therefore, as far as once he's mevatel his reshus from the chotzer, he's considered not a member of the chotzer anymore, and they can carry from their house into the chotzer, but they cannot carry from their houses into his house because he retained his house as a private property. If we remember at the end of the second paragraph, we had a different Mishnah that held otherwise. That Mishnah held that in a stam he's mevatel his house also, in which case it would even be able to carry in and out from his house. The shalahem mutarim loy v'lahem, and everybody can carry out from their houses. They can carry from their houses, and he can carry out from their house because he's like a guest of theirs. Not no loy reshusom, probably the other way around. Everybody will vatal the reshus to a yochiv, to an individual. So basically what's happening, this bittul is rendering the reshus entirely his, and they are all out of the picture. So who motivei masurim? He is allowed to take out of his house, but they're not allowed to take out even his house. Even though we learned before, if someone's mevatel his reshus to somebody else, he can take in and out of that second person's reshus. That's only when you have an individual who's mevatel to a majority, we look at him as a guest of the majority. But to look at a majority of people as guests of an individual is an abnormal thing, and therefore it's also for them even to carry in and out of his house. But he can carry wherever he wants, at least in the chotzer, from his house to the chotzer. Yeah. If there are two people that did not take part in the Erev, then they outfend one another. Yeah, so even though one was in the battle, the other one wasn't helped. Yeah. Because you have to have a bittul that matters the entire reshus. If two people were not mishtatis in this Erev, and we'll call them Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven was in the battle to Shimon, the reshus is still also because Shimon also is not part of the Eivus. So in such a case, Reuven's bittul won't help. Yeah. She'echad noitim v'shus v'noitim v'shus. If it's an individual, he could either be mevatel to somebody else, or somebody can be mevatel to him. The Shnayim, if the two people there that were not part of the Eivus, the noitim v'shus, they could both be mevatel themselves to everybody else, they noitim v'shus. But one of those cannot be mevatel to the other, because as we said, the bittul can only work at the time of the bittul, all the parties that are not part of the Erev have been removed. But in our case, that even after Reuven was vatal to Shimon, still Shimon's not part of the Erev, such a difficult doesn't help.